This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3658 for Wednesday, the 10th of August, 2022. Today's show is entitled Linux and Laws SAI. It is part of the series Linux and Laws. It is hosted by Monochromic and is about 33 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is an overview of PRS inner workings and stats based on a ludicrous claim by the in-laws.
This is Linux in Laws, a podcast on topics around free and open source software, any associated contraband, communism, the revolution in general, and whatever else fancies your tickle. Please note that this and other episodes may contain strong language, offensive humor, and other certainly not politically correct language. You have been warned. Our parents insisted on this disclaimer. Happy Mum! Thus, the content is not suitable for consumption in the workplace, especially when played back on a speaker in an open plan office or similar environments. Any minors under the age of 35 or any pets, including fluffy little killer bunnies, your trusted guide dog, unless on speed, and cute T-Rexes or other associated dinosaurs. This is Linux in Laws, Season 1, Episode 62. Martin, how are things?
Yes, 6-2. Very good, very good. Yeah, no, things are excellent.
Are you enjoying the summer in the UK, as in 15 degrees and almost snowing?
Yeah, no. Perfect. None of this heat wave for us. Who wants that? Yeah. What about yourself? Indeed. Are you enjoying your showers in Germany?
Well, we can't because we don't have any water in the first place, right?
So you don't have any water.
Not much of a change here, no.
There's plenty of gas.
Well, you see, this heat wave thing is really getting to us because we're talking about, 60 degrees centigrade in downtown Frankfurt. I mean, forget about these hot spots in the US. I mean, Frankfurt is the place where it happens. No, right. I'm joking, of course. No, I mean, today's, and we're recording this at the very last day of June. Today has clocked in at around 30 degrees in downtown Frankfurt. And it only has rained for a couple of hours during the last couple of weeks, which is not that much.
So, you don't live in downtown Frankfurt, though, do you?
Well, I don't, but I go there frequently.
Okay, fair enough.
From where I live to downtown Frankfurt is about 4 miles, so it's not that far.
Uh-huh. And you might live by some kind of on top of some mountain where it's freezing and cold and windy all the time. Who knows?
No, I don't live in the UK, Martin. If it's any consolation. But today is not about the weather. This is not your weather podcast. No, this is much more about an episode that a beloved person called Ken Fallon did. Prior to our 20 years in review episode, and without further ado,
Number 60. Yes,
exactly. Let's take a look at what Mr. Fallon is referring to. So the thing is, Martin, the details will be in the show notes, but including the link to that episode. And the important bit is people listen if you're interested in this, how HPR works internally and all the rest of it. Listen to this episode. This is an important bit because much of the following will refer to this episode. For example, Ken rightfully states that we have more listeners than the people has in than the Earth. Sorry, than the Earth has in.
Well, I think it's the galaxy, isn't it? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I mean,
quite a large number.
Yeah, I reckon. Well, I don't have the figure in front of me, but he talks about a 200 billion listeners.
Obligatory drumroll, and you can logically say that the Linux In-Law Show has a total of 270,718,003,008 subscribers.
And Martin, in terms of marketing, this is pure gold.
Yeah, we need to rehire that guy.
Martin, I'm just checking. When did you file the last marketing department? About a week ago?
No, we haven't had one for a long
did
time.
Did he rehire them?
All useless, yeah.
So no, there's no marketing department, okay?
No. And clearly we don't need one. It's been proven, yeah.
Martin, in that case, you'll be glad to hear. But you see, the thing is, this number only leaves us to one conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about marketing. If we have more listeners than the Earth has inhabitants, we must have extraterrestrial listenership, as in other planets listen to us.
He probably didn't count the sheep that listen to us on a daily basis. This is the thing, right? You have all these farmers that play in their farms.
Yeah, sheep are welcome. But you see, Martin, if that figure is anything to go by, you must have a significant extraterrestrial listenership.
You forgot to count the sheep. That's the point. Yeah.
Fair enough. But you see, Martin, without even with
sheep,
going back to marketing,
all welcome.
Yes, exactly, Martin. Because you fired marketing, I took the liberty of reaching out to some extraterrestrial sponsors.
Ah, okay.
So let me. And first of all, thank you very much. Oh, extraterrestrial sponsor, I'm going to mention that in a minute.
Do they have a name?
Yes, they do. They do, Martin. Let me get this right. QuickX.
That
blimey,
they come from... Oh, I thought they came from Ireland.
That was a Klingon. So, yes. So the English transcript is actually, I was supposed to read this because they put about 20K of moolah into our coffers at QuickX. No X kills faster in the known universe. And Klingons, please excuse me if I butchered really this message. As I said, my Klingon is awful. But as I said, we are on the rise in terms of extraterrestrial sponsorship. So, Martin, that's another extra 20K just going down our hosting costs, right?
Mm.
We would have even more cash at our disposal, Martin, if you wouldn't always expense your coke habit.
More than zero, wow, okay. Makes a change.
Speaking of coke, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Burger King. If you're listening,
it's bad for your teeth.
We have quite reasonable sponsoring plans in place. The email address is sponsor@linuxinlaws.eu. Hmm. And as you just heard, if you're thinking about extraterrestrial expansion, we are the podcast you want to get in touch with. So let me repeat that email address, sponsor@linuxinlaws.eu. And plans are affordable. And as I said, we are probably not only in the open source space, but really the podcast that is listened to across the universe.
Well, not only that.
If Ken's numbers are anything to go by.
Not only that, we're not just listened to across the universe. We're listened to more outside of Earth than on Earth. So that's
yes, indeed, very much so. Yes. Sheep or not, Martin, exactly.
Or even extraterrestrial sheep.
So, Martin, here's a homework task for you. Hire some marketing department that can that will look after extraterrestrial sheep and other species.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we can always get in touch, extraterrestrial sheep marketing.
Yeah. The email address is exactly sheep@linuxinlaws.eu. Extraterrestrial or not exactly, yes.
So yeah, we have
jokes aside.
But Martin, of course, the two of us have listened to this episode. So the thing is basically that Ken reveals quite some important, interesting insights into HBR.
He does. And
he does, yes.
And he spent 2 weeks collecting all these stats, which is great, because
so, Ken,
our plan worked.
Exactly.
Finally, we have stats.
The rules worked. We now know how HBR works internally. So, Martin, full marks, mission accomplished.
Yes.
And with that, we would like to again thank HBR, especially Ken Fallon.
Yeah, HBR and sponsors. Don't forget the sponsors.
And sponsors, exactly. And by the way, what about this campaign planning? Because it's going to be amazing. I mean, Ken validates that we have 200 billion listeners. That makes it basic. I can almost see the headlines: New York Times, London Times,
Klingon Times. Don't forget them.
Yeah. Klingon Times, yes. What other papers that come to mind? Herald Tribune, Los Angeles Times, the Irish Times, maybe the Independent.
what about the German Times? Are there no Times in Germany?
There's no German Times, no. But we have the Frankfurt Allgemeine Zeitung. Yes, I mean, I can almost see the headlines. Linux in-laws, the most listened to podcast across the universe. Amazing. And with that, we are almost at the end of the episode. That was actually the shortest episode in the history of the Got Little Son in Laws. Guys, thank you for listening and see you soon.
This is the Linux in Laws.
You come for the knowledge,
but stay for the madness.
Thank you for listening.
This podcast is licensed under the latest version of the Creative Commons license. Type attribution share alike. Credits for the intro music go to Blue Sea Roosters for their song Salute Margaret, to Twin Flames for their piece called The Flow, used for the segment intros, and finally to Celestial Ground for their song Sweet Justice, used by the Dark Side. You find these and other ditties licensed under CC at Jamendo, a website dedicated to liberate the music industry from choking copyright legislation and other crap concepts.
Okay, you're still listening, which is good news. Okay, now jokes aside. First of all, Ken has a couple of valid points when he basically analyzed the whole thing and came to the conclusion that these figures may be a little bit off. So let's take a look at some of his arguments. You want to go first, Martin?
Yeah, we can do. So I think he has actually confirmed the archive.org numbers. So from that point of view, we are good. The bits that he's kind of picking up on is the fact that we talked about syndication, right, which was the wrong word, but we kind of assumed that, let's call it assumed that when we are on something like Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, then you could expand those numbers by a factor, which was obviously an unknown factor, which is fair. However, as he points out, a lot of these podcast hosting, if that's a name for them, refer back to the original HPR location.
As in, yes, they're hosting their web server logs, exactly. Probably now is the time to shed light on how we came to this conclusion. Ken rightly points out we are listened to on archive.org, as in download stats, between 1,500 and 2,000 and a bit. Fair enough. If my stint at one of the biggest US ISPs is anything to go by. Unfortunately, I cannot mention their name because the check hasn't arrived in the mail yet in terms of sponsoring.
Did you not do a good job?
No, Martin. Marketing hasn't reached out to them yet. So.
Okay. Just wondering if they refuse to pay you or something.
No, I mean, details, I mean, you can easily suss this ISP out by looking at my LinkedIn profile, for example. If this experience is anything to go by, the download figures, as Ken rightly pointed out, do not reflect real world. In terms of, Ken already mentions that anything you net, you do not see in the web server logs. Mm-hmm. Content delivery networks, as in CDNs, the likes of Cloudflare, Akamai, and all the rest of them, tend to cache these things. So in that case, Ken is absolutely spot on. Syndication wasn't the right term, but rather caching. If my past experience at this ISP is anything to go by, tripling or quadrupling these figures is a very conservative estimate. So if we clock in at around, say, let's 2,000 download figures on 2,000 downloads on per episode on archive.org, if you quadruple this, you're clocked in at about 8,000. So we are not totally off if that assumption is anything to go by. We assume that between 5 and 10,000 people download us per episode, plus the fact that you do not see the NATs or the NATed downloads in your logs anyway. Mm-hmm. So, but Ken is absolutely spot on when he says that this is not an exact science. And this is actually very true in terms of it's far from an exact science. So what we essentially did is we took these download figures from archive.org, and this is what you can scrape from the websites, and then projected it to these numbers based on past experience. And this is how we arrived at these stats.
Well, they're not stats. They're...
projections, yes.
Projections,
Martin, go ahead.
No, yeah, as he's saying, you know, as the saying goes, they can be used for many, many reasons, but yeah, as long as we can explain the logic behind our calculations, that's fine. And as the same as Ken has done, explained his logic as well, which is great. So,
yes. And there's also one, I mean, people, by all means, check out the episode, and also very important, read the transcript.
He's done a very solid job here.
And Ken, full marks for doing this transcript, never mind coming up with the figures, never mind doing the LibreOffice magic. But if you take a look at the plot figure that is in the transcript, I'm proud almost to say that we are in the upper third percentile of the download figures on all of the published episodes. And of course, it's a matter of debate if Linux In-Laws, by uploading the audio files, is actually a true podcast in itself, because Ken may have a point of in saying that HPR is actually a podcast, not a podcast hosting platform. Some people may agree to differ on this one, but at the end of the day, in terms of if you take a look at this figure, as in the plot figure, we are up there with regards to the most downloaded episodes on Hacker Public Radio, even within the first couple of weeks of publishing new content. And again, listeners, thank you very much. We wouldn't be there without you. Definitely. This is the important bit. Never mind whether you're extraterrestrial or not.
Yeah, I would like to know what the episode was on July, somewhere in July, which had the most hits in in HPR's history this year. But yeah, we'll have to cross reference that to the episode list.
The details will be in the show notes, yes.
It's probably the more.
Yeah, it's probably the episode. I think it's Mozilla CTO, if not completely mistaken, but I might be, but I may be wrong. I don't know. Mm. Again, people, thank you very much. Keep listening, because you make the podcast.
Yeah, well, keep listening and feedback.
If you want to if you want to skew the figures even more, spread the word. So more people will download this stuff.
People, sheep, extraterrestrials, anyone.
Exactly. Needs. We don't mind. Just spread the word. That was Klingon IV. Thank you.
Indeed.
I'm butchering this. My Klingon is far from perfect. Okay. I think we still have some feedback, Martin.
We do. We do. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Where did this
let me start this. It's
have we not done these? We've done these.
No.
Oh no, we haven't done these.
We haven't done this. On the episode Operating System Level Virtualization and Martin's Faith, which is of course season 1, episode 57. And the comment refers to Unite Germany and Russia from Mechatronic. No, Mechatroniak. Sorry, what's your name? Yeah. Russia and Germany would be a powerhouse to help with NATO, Afghanistan, Iraq, and Libya. How many more victims are there going to be while the cowardly and evil West goes along with it? This is a highly political comment, but as we are A, explicit, and B, are not censored, I hope. Martin, any comments on this?
Well, it's someone's opinion. Clearly a political one. That is somewhat from the, eastern part of the world. of the nation.
But Martin, I mean, just for the... for his point. What would happen if you would unite Germany and Russia? And I'm not talking about the former Eastern Germany. I'm talking about the whole of Germany.
Okay.
You would, of course, bracket the Ukraine and some other states. NATO, of course, wouldn't take kindly to it.
Well, the downside is that then they wouldn't have any more buyers for their gas because.
True, but you see, Russia could join NATO first.
Ah, yes, we mentioned this, didn't we? Yes.
Correct. Yes. So, if Russia would join NATO, of course, that would probably mean Putin stepping down or something. The likelihood of that happening may be very small. this would actually be possible.
Yeah,
but as I said, chances of that taking place.
But yeah, I think from the comment, I don't think the Mechatroniak is a fan of NATO.
Correct. Yes, but you see, without the buy-in of NATO, this unification wouldn't happen, unless Germany decides to leave NATO, which is probably off the cards anyway.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, there's that guy in charge, isn't it? Still don't know his name, he's
you want to read the next one?
Sure.
What should I do? No, sure. No, what should I do this?
No, I'll do the next one.
The one from Sarah.
Yes. So, on episode 58 by Sarah. Hello. Great show as always. It would be fun to collaborate one of these days. Well, Sarah, please do.
There's more in the comment.
Yes, there is more, yeah, but others are making a comment on the comment.
sorry, of course, but go ahead. Sorry, I thought you were
feel free to comment on my comment on the comment as well. No problem at all.
No, Mark, go ahead, sorry. I didn't want to interrupt.
So anyway, she continues. And yes, lol, I did let my show remain labeled explicit when there was probably no swearing, but I never know what offends folks. So, I don't consider damn or hell swear words, but many folks do. And since I normally swear like a sailor, I thought better safe than sorry. Smiley face wink thingy. There we go.
Yes, and of course, referring to the episode, season 1, episode 58, Common Use and Friends and aptly named Sarah. So Sarah was actually, or that episode was actually a POX, as in the pick of the week, which I came across when listening to episodes or to published audio files on Hackapopic Radio. And Sarah talks about hardcore, if I recall this correctly, old, so memory maybe fading, about knitting and some other stuff. So Sarah, if you're listening to this, and my money would be on you are, please get in touch. We would really love to have you on the show so that we can talk about other hardcore stuff as well. Both of our shows are explicit, so we can go even down the route of, what's the word I'm looking for? Weaving and some other textile hobbies, if you're so inclined.
Okay, yes, we could do. We might need
this to. Is hardcore, Sarah. This is the real world. jokes aside, Sarah, if you want to be part of this,
yes.
we are looking forward to having you on the show. Please get in touch. Email address is feedback@linuxinlaws.eu. Feel free to send an email, and we'll take it from there. So, Martin, any boxes? As in picks of the week.
My pox was a it's movie this time. Well, quite often.
Funny that.
It's one of the few things I can discuss.
I hope this one. Go ahead.
Anyway, so this is the movie's called Le Mans 1966, which is really about the whole story about Ford trying to buy Ferrari and being stuffed and then building their own car and stuff like that. It's a good story. Nicely done as well. So if you're into those kind of things.
Actually, that reminds me of, I think I mentioned this already. There's another movie on this subject where actually they shed, and I don't think it's the same movie.
Okay.
Because they actually, it's almost like a documentary.
Hmm.
They, and links will be in the show notes, the movie speaks about Ford putting a serious amount of money
correct.
into how to combat Ferrari, because Ferrari declined the offer to be bought by Ford.
Yes, correct.
So Ford came up with their own car,
mm-hmm.
and the movie pretty much depicts what happens around this. Maybe I'm really old. Maybe I'm really of old age, and we're
talking. There could about be multiple movies on the subject. This is a fairly recent.
Yeah, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's more than one movie. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the links will be in the show notes, and it's certainly worth taking a look at both of them, I suppose, if they are really that different.
The story's the same, obviously. Anyway, so what about the
box? It's really a. I want to just say a trash movie. It's called Book of Monsters. Details will be in the show notes. IMDb scores it 4.7. So you want to have a little bit of booze before you watch it. But if you are slightly intoxicated, it makes an excellent watch, because the whole thing is so hilarious that you get the most fun out of it. People do not watch it sober. It doesn't make any sense, or it doesn't make much sense. Let's put it this way. I'm coming across it quite some time ago. I think it was released in 2018, so it's a little bit older. But if you have nothing else to do, anyone, if you want to kill a couple of hours, and if with the right brew at hand, it would certainly a whale of a time in terms of watching it.
And if you're listening, sponsors, here could be a cue, right? But just mentioning the right brew could be your brand.
Exactly. So the Störtebeckers, the Baxes, the Carlsbergs of the world, the address is Martin Wants Beer at linuxinlaws.eu.
I guess that's the one thing that we've learned from this episode. Listener numbers are not. There aren't any sponsors amongst them, that's for sure. No. That's okay.
But Martin, before we forget this, now I think it's a good time as any to say thank you to something called Hacker Public Radio.
Oh yes, well we do that quite often. But yes, this is a very specific extra time to do it. Given all Ken and friends, this is their hard work.
So
providing
David
the
Ken.
Platform and the sponsorship. I think
yes.
Is it.
Yeah. So Ken, David. And all the rest of them, as they're called, janitors, as they're called, or as they call themselves.
Yes.
This is the following is for you, Hacker Public Radio. Dank je wel. Martin, now it's your turn.
Okay. Hacker Public Radio, vielen Dank.
Hacker Public Radio, arigato.
Okay. Hacker Public Radio.
You could go with English.
Merci.
Hacker Public Radio, Gramija Margaret.
Hacker Public Radio, grazie.
Oh, yes! Hacker Public Radio, Hallo Jackie. And I think with that we should leave it at that.
We should do the Spanish as well. We don't want to leave that, so. Hacker Public Radio, muchas gracias.
Ah, Spanish, yes, of course. Yes. Maybe there's something more, bear with me. Hacker Public Radio, Radio Vas. Apparently that was Russian.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else? Any other languages come to mind, Martin?
I think that's probably sufficient. Yes, we've covered. Well, yeah, I guess we're missing Chinese.
Credits closed, Ken and friends.
Yes.
We wouldn't be there without you.
Mm.
So, all in all, thank you very much. And rebuttals on the rats aside, we will be on Hacker Public Radio until we decide to do otherwise. And thank you again. For having us.
Yeah, we should really buy Ken at the end at some point. But...
Yes. So. And with that, thank you for listening.
This is the Linux In-Laws.
You come for the knowledge.
But stay for the madness.
Thank you for listening.
This podcast is licensed under the latest version of the Creative Commons license, type attribution share alike. Credits for the intro music go to Blue Sea Roosters for their song Salute Margaret, to Twin Flames for their piece called The Flow, used for the segment intros, and finally to Celestial Ground for their song Sweet Justice, used by the Dark Side. You find these and other ditties licensed under CC at Jamendo, a website dedicated to liberate the music industry from choking copyright legislation and other crap concepts.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.